We're 10 years in operation, and this is our third strategic plan. We're developing our strategic plan, basically to plan sport in Donegal for the next 3-4 years. We've started the consultation process. We always allow the community to invest into the strategic planning process. We've allowed them to do that in a number of ways through the community consultations, which you mentioned started in Buncrana last night, and are ongoing in Letterkenny tomorrow evening, and then in Donegal Town and Dunloe on Monday and Wednesday of next week as well. But we also have an online feature as well where people, if they cannot get to the community consultations, they can actually go online and fill out a questionnaire or a survey, which we have developed as well.
On the one hand, you want to develop elite sports and bring forward that great tradition of competitive sport in Donegal. On the other hand, you want to encourage ordinary people to go out and take part in sport and to be active with a view towards improving overall fitness. There is a balance there to be struck.
There is a balance, but our role is more on the participation side of sport. We don't really develop any of the programmes in terms of elite sports in the county. That's very much left to the governing bodies of sport. What we're involved in is the grassroots sport. It's basically trying to get people active within the county. Our brand is Active Donegal, and we have four pillars within our framework as well: active sports, active communities, active partnerships, and active schools. So we work across all four areas there. We don't stigmatise in any particular group, but we do have specific target groups, which we have specific roles in terms of prioritising, to say the least, in terms of providing opportunities for sports.